With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out, Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleve.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleve.com might be a good place to start.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. I appreciate it. We are brought to you by the fine folks over at Remy Martin. It's my city, and my city is getting ready for a gigantic football game tomorrow night on the lakefront. And honestly, I didn't think that this would be my last pod before the game. I thought we would do like some nuggets and tidbits and talk about the fun of it, but there's actual X and O football to talk about before the Bears take the field against the Rams tomorrow night. It's brutal outside right now. I just went and took the recycling out, and it is it's not nice out there, I can tell you that much. I wonder if the Rams did the thing. I haven't looked on their social, because a lot of they probably got in around 3:30, 4 o'clock. Maybe Sean McVay takes the guys down to Soldier Field and lets them walk around so that they can get acclimated to what it's going to be like, because this is similar to what it's going to be like. Let me just make a real quick check of the Rams social media here to see if there's any dudes like walking around Soldier Field with the shirt off, because that's usually the thing that happens is people walk around with their shirt off and be like, oh, I'm not scared of the cold and all that. Well, you know what? I take that back. There's at least one Ram that has a quarter zip on. I'm looking at their Twitter account, has a quarter zip on and no shirt underneath it, getting off the plane or getting on the plane. Let's see if they changed it up. But all right. But I imagine that there will be some video of somebody either from tonight or before the game tomorrow, like a guy running out there, I'm doing warm-ups and I don't have a shirt on and all that stuff. But apparently there's an issue at left tackle, and I'm mad at myself because our guy Olin Krutz kind of alerted us to it, and I wasn't smart enough to follow up on it. But I'll get to that in a minute. Brad Biggs reported, and let me get the Biggsy report correct here. Biggsy put out a story that said plan B with Ozzie Trapillo out, question mark. Bears could be fixing to move all pro Joe Tooney to left tackle to help protect Caleb Williams against formidable Rams defensive front. Now, I've been talking about the Rams defensive front for the last couple days, and I feel like people weren't listening to me on that. Their back four is bad. Their front seven is good. They've got guys that can go get it. They've got some guys that are problematic in their front four. And whether it's Landman or we say Landman like the show, or Jared Verse, they're guys that can go and get after your quarterback. So you want to make sure that everything is cool. So Ozzie Trapillo's out. And you would think that they'll just put Theo Benedict out there and Theo Benedict will be your left tackle. Well, in the piece that Biggs wrote, he suggested that might not be the case, that they might feel, considering what's gone on with Theo over the last few games, they might feel more comfortable with Joe Tooney at that spot. Now, I would like to say this with all due respect, and we all know what happens after someone says with all due respect. They then will be disrespected. I love Joe Tooney at guard. I am uncomfortable with him at tackle. And very famously in the Super Bowl a few years ago, it was the struggle bus for Joe Tooney at left tackle. He is all world at guard, and that's exactly where you want him. Putting him at tackle puts, I think, the game and your quarterback at risk. But maybe it is something that is worth it if you're Ben Johnson. Maybe he looks at it and says, this is the best option for us. So, look, I'm going to let you hear. Whenever it comes to, you know, I don't ordinarily like play audio on the pod, but whenever I have to pull audio from the score, like I usually will check in with the boss and be like, hey, can I use audio? Because you can't just lift it. You need to at least attribute it. But this was on Spiegel and Holmes yesterday. This was Olin after Spiegs had asked him a question about who was going to be the guy in the jumbo package. Like, is Braxton Jones just going to be like the jumbo tight end guy, the guy that's going to line up as your H-back or your extra help on your max protect type stuff? Listen closely to Olin's response, and you will hear some of the stuff that Brad Biggs reported today.
Yeah, you look at this roster and you look at their options and you're like, okay, the assumption is that Theo Benedict will start. That's who we've seen, right? As in look great the last two or three weeks. So, and you know, was it Braxton Jones or is it Jordan McFadden, another guy that they have given a spot to? Or, you know, the only other option you can see at left tackle is what the Chiefs did with Tooney. I don't know, you know, what the Bears are actually thinking this week. I don't know what direction they actually go in. The assumption is Theo. That's who we've seen all year, right? But, you know, if you really turn his film on, the last two or three times you saw him and they really like him in that row at jumbo tight end, you start to wonder about all these other options like you guys are wondering about, right? And then, you know, I know that Jordan McFadden and Newman is on IR and Ryan Bates. So I'll be honest with you, man. I mean, you know how much I look at offensive line play, you know how much I study it. I don't really know what they're going to do. The guess is Theo, but they could do anything out there and leave Theo at jumbo tight end. And then guys, all bets are off. Who plays left tackle? I don't know.
Okay. So that's what Olin had to say about it. And when I went back and listened to it earlier, it's that actually sounds more like Olin does know what's getting ready to happen tomorrow or what they should do. The choices come down to, are you better at tackle and guard with Tooney and Newman playing those roles? Or are you better with Tooney and McFadden playing guard, Tooney at tackle and McFadden at guard, than you are with Theo Benedict playing tackle and Joe Tooney being your guard? Or do you want to throw Braxton Jones in there and make him the starting left tackle, even though he hasn't played much this year and they seemingly didn't like him at left tackle? Here's the part that I've been going back and forth in the group chat about over the last couple of hours. It amazes me, and it is a testament to the coaching staff, with Dan Rochard, what Ben Johnson has done with this offense, that throughout this season, rotating three different guys at left tackle, it hasn't really been a problem. And with Theo Benedict, it's a guy that clearly has the, as Layla would say, ought to play the position. Like, he plays hard, he plays physical, he lacks technique and pedigree.
With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out, Bleav. They use U.S. pharmacies. people see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleave.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleave.com might be a good place to start.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that, cools up to 8 times faster, and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
So I would understand that maybe they were like, you know, we got away with it for a few weeks, and maybe now we can't get away with it anymore. But this is like, it's not been a problem all year. All year, we have been able to look at everything else that the Bears did. You got an all-pro center. You got an all-pro guard. You got an all-pro right tackle. Everything has been great this year. Guard to guard, you've been super strong, and Darnell Wright has proven a lot of people correct in their assumption that he is ready to take the next step. Left tackle has been a bit of an afterthought for the Bears. And when they had, it was Braxton Jones's job to lose, and he lost it. It wasn't just injury. It was ineffectiveness and not being able to handle things. Now, if you look at his career, he is better at home than he is on the road. So I would understand if that's the choice that they make at left tackle. But here we are with the Bears 2 steps away from the Super Bowl, and the left tackle thing comes up. Like, the Theo Benedict story was real exciting and cute. The idea that the guy that was hanging around the roster, the undrafted dude from Canada, was the Bears starting left tackle for a bunch of weeks this week. And then they moved Ozzie Trapillo back over there after it seemingly not being the right position for him and him being blocked at right tackle because Darnell Wright plays there. And now you're walking into a playoff game. The Bears know what they're going to do, okay? And the fact that Olin speculated about it on Friday and Biggs wrote about it on Saturday, that sets off alarm bells for me that we could have someone else in that role when NBC rolls the credits on, rolls the video on the starting lineup where Joe Tooney is at left tackle. And if you remember, like, Joe Tooney's days as a left tackle, I think, are long behind him. And maybe you can scheme it up and you make sure that Cole Kmet or Durham Smythe are over there a little bit more often, or even Braxton Jones. And maybe your 13 personnel is Colston Loveland, Cole Kmet, and Braxton Jones. Maybe that's what some of your 13 sets look like. So you're giving an extra 300-pound guy out there to try and slow down Landman and Verse. But damn, on the eve of this playoff game, I was not expecting to have personnel worries. Like, I'm worried about the Rams. They're a really good team, and we've talked about it throughout the week. But, you know, my feeling mostly has been the Bears are set up to be able to beat anybody. What I didn't think was going to happen was in the last 24 hours before the game that you start one of the most important positions on the field comes under question. That the Bears might have to feel like they have to make a move because this isn't the right matchup for Theo Benedict. And maybe if it were another game against another team, you would feel better about it. But maybe they don't like this one. So It's scary that the Bears are in this place right now where that is in question to the public, not to them. Like they, I guarantee you, they have had their plan all week. Like I don't think, I would imagine that if they were going to do this, like that they started working on the Rams, you know, Sunday, and by Monday night, they probably were like, okay, here's what we're going to do. Because you don't want to run. It's not like a guy gets injured during a game. When a guy gets injured during a game, then you have to scramble. If they felt this way about Theo, if they feel this strongly that he's not ready for this moment against this team, then Joe Tooney was probably out there all week playing left tackle. So I guess that's kind of the silver lining, that this isn't something that, it's not like Kyler Gordon or Rome Odunze getting hurt in warmups, and then you have to have someone fill in for them immediately. I would imagine that they practiced whatever version of the offensive line you see tomorrow night. I would hope that they practiced it. I would be shocked if they didn't practice it. But the whole thing is definitely like eye-opening, and you can look at this game maybe a little bit differently now, going, are the Bears going to be limited in what it is they can do? Is it even more important for Caleb to get the ball out quick? Like, is he, you talk about Matthew Stafford being one of his idols. Shoot, you better get the ball out fast, because this front seven is a problem. So I just wanted to leave you with that. It was on my mind, and I had a whole nother thing that I was going to do. But with Bigsy's story in the Tribune, and you should read it, and what Olin had to say, and I'm glad that thanks to the score for allowing me to play that back so that you can hear it. Whew. That could be problematic tomorrow. I hope it's not. I hope that everything ends up being fine, but it is a little scary when you think about it. So we'll talk after the game. After it's done, we'll do a full pod on everything. And if they win, we'll keep doing pods every night until kickoff of the NFC title game. Right? It's only fitting. All right, I got to go watch some more football. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out. Bleav. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleav.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleav.com might be a good place to start.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.